What do you do to escape the daily grind? Go for a walk, maybe, or a run, soak in a nice warm bath, or lose yourself in a book? Now, if you're in prison, well, most of those options aren't available to you. But in a place where there is no escape, what does escaping into a book mean? Until now, there's been no formal research done to understand how inmates use prison libraries. But Jane Garner, who's a trained librarian, has been looking into this. Now, Jane, I'm curious, first of all, to ask you, how long have libraries been a part of prisons in Australia?
In Australia, the history of prison libraries really starts at Port Arthur, and that was the
first... So that's going back a way.
Yeah, so that was the first evidence we've got of a library being in prison.
The Port Arthur penal settlement had a library.
Yeah, it did, yes.
Okay, so now why did you decide you wanted to research how prison libraries are used?
I think for me, libraries have always represented freedom and openness and sharing. And I wanted to see how that played out in an environment where those things were absent.
Yes.
So that was sort of the starting point of it for me.
Yes, it's an interesting paradox, isn't it?
It is.
Think about that. All right. Well, now, I have to say it's ages since I've seen that film, The Shawshank Redemption, but quite a lot of it's set in a prison library from memory, isn't it?
It is. And everyone who hears about my topic says, oh, have you seen Shawshank Redemption? And Orange is the New Black, of course, is the other one.
Yes,
of
course.
A library in it.
All right. So for your research then, where did you go? What did you do? Who did you speak to?
Okay, I visited 7 libraries across Australia. So 3 in Victoria, 3 in South Australia, and 1 in the ACT.
Male and female?
Yeah, male and female. The ACT has only 1 prison and they have both male and female on the one site. And I interviewed 5 prisoners at each library, at each prison, about how they're using their libraries and the role the library plays in their lives. And I also spoke to staff who are in the prisons about sort of the management aspects of the libraries and how they're run.
All right. So what did you discover are the reasons for why prisoners use libraries?
They use them for all sorts of reasons. To escape largely is to
use. Yes,
to
it spend... is again that idea of escaping when you can't escape.
Exactly. And the literacy levels of prisoners are very, very low. So there's something like 70% of prisoners have literacy levels that are below a functional level. So many prisoners don't use the libraries. But
no, so reading isn't an option for all of them.
That's right. And the prisons do try and improve literacy levels through some of the training programs they have. And in some cases, the libraries are able to support that, but not in many cases, unfortunately. But often the libraries are being used as a meeting place, so like a gathering place. Depends on the security level of the prison too. So obviously the really maximum security prisons, access to the library is very controlled and they might be maybe 1 half day a week. And in some prisons there's no access at all. So prisoners have to request books through a list of titles and they get delivered to their cells.
Right. What about libraries being used as a place for gathering, for getting up to no good?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. And the libraries are all run by prisoners themselves. And a lot of them mentioned that it just doesn't happen.
All right,
so,
it doesn't.
Yeah, if they do see things like that happening, they make a quick move to stop it themselves. So they actually monitor that sort of activity themselves.
You're listening to Life Matters. It's Amanda Smith with you, along with Jane Garner, who's a librarian, who's been researching libraries in prison and how inmates use them. Certainly, as you've been saying, you know, you can escape into a book when in reality your liberty is severely curtailed. And reading does open up an imaginative world for you. Did you look at the types of books prisoners prefer to read?
Yes. Unfortunately, the libraries aren't supplied well with books, so what they read is what is available to them, and often what's available to them is what's been donated from other places or from prisoners themselves. So in a sense, they don't get to read what they want to read, they get to read what happens to be on the shelf. But given that what is available, what they like is often fantasy fiction, because that can remove them to a world that is so much further apart from what they see when they lift their head from the book. That fantasy fiction, they love that because it takes them into a completely different world. True crime, they love.
Right.
And there's...
Who doesn't?
Well, yes. And they often look for people that they recognise in those books and try and hear their stories.
Yeah. Well, they're two very different sides. They're fantasy and reality, I guess.
That's right. And I think when we all read, we like to recognise aspects of ourselves and the things we read, and perhaps that's where the true crime appeal comes from.
What about as a way of connecting with people on the outside? Did you find any instances of that?
Yes, it was a very frequently mentioned aspect of reading and library use, where prisoners would quite frequently try and stay connected to either people within the prison, so other prisoners, or to family or friends on the outside. For example, there was one fellow who his partner was on the outside and she was expecting their first child, and he wanted to make sure that connection stayed strong between them. So what they'd do is they would organise to read the same book, and each day they'd read a chapter, and then that night they'd call each other on the phone and they'd talk about what they'd read and what do you think's going to happen next and who do you think did this, and they'd use that sort of mutual reading to maintain a connection between them.
And that was not an uncommon sort of thing, you found?
No, it was quite common.
That's interesting.
Yeah, a lot of people would do that, or they'd, one woman I spoke to was reading Harry Potter because her daughter was, and she wanted to keep up with what her daughter was reading and to be able to share conversations, because a lot of the time they're in prison and nothing really happens and they've got very little to talk about, and if books is just one thing that they can actually talk to other people about.
And are these people who on the outside wouldn't necessarily be readers?
Of the people that I spoke to, I only spoke to people who were library users. So already they're reading, okay, and they're literate. Mm. Many of them had used libraries as children, but not throughout their adult years, but then having the time and the opportunity in prison to fill in all this time that they've got, they were drawn back to the library and became readers again. And there were instances of people who hadn't been readers and who had used the libraries to improve their literacy levels and to get back into reading that way.
Jane, did you find any differences in the way between how men and women use prison libraries?
Very much. That was a really strong and unexpected outcome of my study.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure whether the result was because of a gender thing or because of the way they're housed. So the women were using libraries to get away from each other. They were coming in to get away from all the intensity of the accommodation where they live. The men were coming to the libraries to connect with each other because they live in little cells with one or two other people in the cell, and their isolation is very extreme, whereas the women tend to live in cottage accommodation, so they're more sort of in each other's faces all the time.
And so it was sort of for the opposite reasons.
Exactly.
How interesting.
Yeah.
Do all prisons have to have a library? Is that a sort of mandated thing?
There's a document that all the prisons in Australia use that is a guide, like guidelines for what is supposed to be in place and how prisons are meant to be managed and that sort of thing. And libraries are mentioned twice in that document. And one of the mentions is that all prisoners have to have access to a library.
Right. And what are they like generally? I mean, how good are they?
They're very tidy because they're run by prisoners who have an awful lot of time on their hands, so they keep them very neat and tidy. The collections are generally quite poor because there's no funding to buy new materials.
So yes, as you mentioned. So the books tend to be donated?
Yes, they're donated. Prisoners will often get books for their birthdays and then they'll donate them to the library because they want other prisoners to be able to share them. Or sometimes a library, like a public library, might close down or weed its collection. So anything they're throwing out, sometimes they get donated to the prison libraries.
Right, right. And you mentioned that the libraries are run by prisoners themselves. Is there any role for, as a librarian yourself, for having librarians involved in those libraries, in those collections?
I think that would be a fantastic development, just to have someone to advocate on behalf of the libraries and to try and strengthen the connection between the libraries and the education programs in the prisons. The prisoners do a fantastic job and they're incredibly proud of the work they do and the quality of the collection, of the service that they provide. And in some ways they can do a better job than a qualified person because they are peers and they're able to build those communities that perhaps someone from outside the prison system wouldn't be able to do. Having said that, I think it would be marvellous if there was some professional involvement in the library system to build the collections so that they can meet the needs of the users.
Well, we've talked about how books for prisoners can be about both escaping and connecting, I mean escaping in a non-literal sense. Is there any a kind of rehabilitative aspect to reading for those in prison?
A lot of the prisoners I spoke to spoke about that, and they sort of said, we've wasted our lives to this point. Now we've got this opportunity to sit back, have a good think, have a good look at what we're doing. And often they were trying to improve their own education levels through reading, just so that they felt better about themselves and that their literacy levels were improved, so to increase their chances of getting employment once they leave. Mm. And they like to read things like history and geography and all those things that they should have done in school but didn't get to do.
Oh, interesting stuff. Jane Garner is a librarian researching the value of reading and use of libraries in prisons, where the idea of escaping with a good book does take on a whole new meaning. Jane, it's good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.